The Australian technology community is looking to provide creative tech solutions for recently arrived migrants and refugees to Australia. Many problems can present themselves for these newly arrived groups, including language barriers, housing support, employment, education pathways, and the recognition of overseas qualifications. Now, startup communities around the country are harnessing refugees' and migrants' skills, life experiences, and risk-taking ability to transform them into entrepreneurs. Nicole Ng has more.
Hackathons have taken the country by storm in recent years. They're often one-day events that bring together programmers, designers, and business-minded people in an attempt to foster idea sharing and solve everyday problems. Anne-Maria Elias is one of the founders at TechFugees Australia, which runs hackathons that look to address the ongoing refugee crisis. She says the events aim to support refugee communities across Australia.
When you're running hackathons, and I don't know, they're great fun events, but they're this great big bunch of activity and then nothing happens. And when you're dealing with vulnerable people, you can't do that. So what you'll find at our hackathons is the refugees are centre of the story. So the refugees attend the hackathon as the subject matter experts, but they're also the people explaining what problems they've had in settling in Australia. So we don't build things and then go to them and say, oh, would you use this? We have them in the room the whole time. They are the key to our hackathons working.
Ms. Elias has worked for NGOs and in the public sector for the past 30 years, but says it's the private sector that's proven it can deal with refugee issues most effectively.
Here are people in the community that are solving a problem that government is spending hundreds of millions of dollars on, and it hasn't succeeded. My view is, how do we bring government to pay attention to people that are solving the problems for them at a fraction of the cost?
For example, Refugee Talent is a startup that launched from a hackathon event 2 years ago. It's an online platform that links refugees with prospective employers.
We do help the community with internships, volunteer work, work experience. So it's not just limited to pay employment, it's also unpaid employment. Anything that gets the person into the community to give them opportunity to be able to find pay employment eventually.
That was Shulin Chen, operations manager at Refugee Talent. Ms. Chen said she got involved with the startup after seeing her own parents struggle with establishing a new life after they migrated to Australia.
Even though I came here when I was fairly young, I could see, you know, how much it was a struggle for my family to resettle in Australia, not knowing any English. So I think we want to be there to help people and really be there to support them.
TechFugees Anne-Maria Elias says the startup has done extremely well despite receiving little to no help from the government.
I think the fact that they had to do it on their own was more effective for them. I think if they did get government funding, there would have been a number of barriers put in front of them to say, oh yeah, but you can't, oh, what about overseas skills recognition, whatever. Whereas they've kind of found their way.
Another company is helping refugees not only find work, but become entrepreneurs themselves. Jacob Muller is the CEO of Catalyzer, a company that provides mentors, networking opportunities and other training for refugees who want to set up businesses in Australia.
Catalyzer is the startup accelerator, and we work specifically with refugees and migrants. So our role is to help people who are newcomers to Australia to find a new sense of identity and a sense of purpose here, to become socially and economically integrated in Australia by starting their own business and connecting to a community of like minds.
Jacob Muller says Catalyzer is helping tap into the entrepreneurial spirit that refugees and migrants bring to Australia.
We have seen a few people go forth to launch businesses and become successful, one of which is Egyptian migrant named Waleed. Waleed, struggling to find employment when he came into Australia, despite his experience as an engineer, he started a business called Koshery Corner. So Koshery is an Egyptian street food. Waleed tells us it's on most street corners in Cairo. It's a really eclectic rice, lentil and tomato sauce dish. It's very much a comfort food. So we helped Waleed to start Koshery Corner last year. He's now become quite successful. He is employing himself and a number of other people within his community. You can find them at most popular markets around Sydney.
It's not just street food these refugees are bringing. Others are trying to create new technology to try and give back to the Australian community.
Not only do they want to give back, but because of their experience and through their travels, they have a great deal of perspective on what areas they can contribute to. So the people we work with range everywhere from sort of Waleed, who started a street food business, to someone like Syed. The product he's building is called a solar still. The solar still is a tank that you can put water in. You put the tank out in the sun, and the sun would evaporate the toxins out of the water and leave clean drinking water behind. It's Syed's goal to provide the solar still to people who live in off-grid communities in Australia who want to get access to clean drinking water, and eventually to scale that product out into developing countries where communities don't necessarily have ready access to clean drinking water.
Jacob Muller says Catalyzer hopes to harness refugees' skills, world experience and risk-taking behaviour to create new and innovative businesses.
It's the drive that brought them to leave their respective countries coming to Australia to seek a better life that gives them a great deal of strength and resilience. That sort of helps them take that extra step to start a business at a time where the rest of the other facets of their life might not necessarily be stable.
CEO of Catalyzer, Jacob Muller, ending that report by Nicole Ng.